T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Adam Roberts here. Toby Altizer in on the big show later today. We're talking Packers. We're talking Niners. We're talking NFC divisional round. I really don't remember. Like, I think I'll remember this week. Everybody freaking about the Niners. But I don't really remember previewing the Rams a season ago. I barely remember that game. And then 2 years ago, it was the Seahawks. Because the Packers have had byes the last 3 years. No wild card game. Then they go right to the divisional round. I don't really remember the divisional rounds. I remember the NFC Championship game. We went to San Francisco. We lost. We hosted Tampa. We lost. And so, I almost think we should just skip ahead. Why are we wasting our time? Now, I know we can't do that, although I don't really know why not. They're going to win. 414-799-1250. Let's try Tony in Texas. Again. Tony, you there? Tony? Who is this?
This is me.
Who?
Drew the Painter.
Drew the Painter?
Oh, yeah. I'm Mike's nemesis. You betcha.
Okay, well, what's up?
Not much. How are you guys?
Who is this?
Drew the Painter.
Where's Tony in Texas?
I don't know where Tony is. He had his shot earlier. He left.
Oh, okay. All right, Drew the Painter. Okay. What's up?
Well, first thing, I tweeted you earlier this week. I wasn't sure. Are you going to be at Lambeau on Saturday?
Oh, no. I got to do the pregame show now.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I was totally going to go. Yep.
Yeah, I had scored some awesome playoff tickets. I was going to set up a prop bet for you at the stadium, but I unfortunately had to give my tickets away on Saturday. Can you believe that?
Oh, no. Why?
I had tickets on the 50-yard line, 35 rows up. You could see the entire field. I had a family situation come up that I can't afford to miss.
Okay, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it would take an extraordinary circumstance to give up those tickets. Get this. I had the tickets at face value as well. I paid like $170 for tickets, and they were selling for over $500 online.
Wow.
So I was kicking myself a little bit. But a couple of things. Are we able to request fan songs before we come on the air?
You want a song before you go on the air? Sure.
Well, if ever no. I'll take G-Force all day just for future reference when you hear Drew the Painter.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You're a legit a painter, or you just hate Mike? I feel like I'm not in on a joke here. I feel like I'm confused.
No, I don't hate Mike. I respect painters. My dad's a lifelong painting contractor, and so I do paint here and there. Second thing, you asked who's going to score that fourth touchdown.
Yeah.
I think Cobb's good for that fourth dagger in the third quarter.
Because Devontae will get the first. A.J. Dillon's got to get one. I like Big Dog getting one. And then Randall Cobb, okay.
You like Big Dog getting one, huh?
Yeah, they've been trying to get him one so many times this season. I think he finally breaks the seal.
I also think somewhere in there, I think Lazard's going to get one this week as
yes,
well.
Yes, all right, Lazard, so that's five. And Devontae's probably getting two, so that's six.
You probably have your late fourth quarter rumble tumble by Dylan again. That's probably seven. So you're looking at least 49 points.
Yeah, I would say
plus,
so.
Plus a couple of field goals, maybe in the 50s. I don't know.
Are we thinking 60 burger this weekend?
60 burger. That's if he goes 60 burger, I'll go crazy on the Niners. I'll be wild.
Yeah.
I don't. You don't have too much firepower. You still got to play the week after if you kill him. So.
Yeah.
What do you got for a score, Bart, for Saturday?
Well, I think we just established at least 60.
60 to what, though?
Like, what do I got for a score? What do I got for a realistic score? I probably have 34 to 22.
Yeah, that's about what I'm hearing about the 10-point spread usually. Yeah, I'm gonna go 37-17. I just want to see LaFleur stomp him, you know, and Rodgers stomp him. And I have a corker who's an enormous Niners fan, so I want to see him get killed just so I can rip on him on Monday as well.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah. All right, Bart. Thanks for taking my call. I love the morning show, and look forward to that fan song next time.
All right, here, I'll give it to you right now. A little G-Force. Look at that. /1 Again, you can tweet us at Bart Winkler Show for the time being. Devontae Adams, I do think, will have a nice game. Again, the floor for him is usually six catches, 60 yards, maybe a score, maybe not. The Niners did a good job shutting down the Cowboys receivers, one of the good things they did in that game. Remember, the Niners are getting a lot of love, but last couple of games, I mean, that game was close against Dallas. It was a lot closer than everybody. Everybody acts like the Niners went in there and just steamrolled them. I don't know why, because Dallas played so poorly, but they were right in the game. They were right there at the end. The Niners barely got into the playoffs. They had to have a comeback against the Rams. So, yeah, it was special that they had the comeback, but also they had to come back. So, I mean, the Niners, I'm not discrediting them. There's eight teams left. They're good. The Niners are good. I don't think they're the Niners that we think they are. They're not the Niners of the past. They're not the Niners of 2 years ago to me. They're not even the Niners that you think they are. If the Niners are a six, we're all acting like they're an 8.5. But they're not. They're a good team that had probably the easiest path to get here, and now we're going to beat them.
I don't know why this reminded me of the Niners are who we thought they were.
They're who we thought they were.
That's why we took the field.
Now, again, if we do lose this weekend, every piece of audio that I am putting on tape is going to be deleted from the file forever. So you have the ability at your house to download any of this audio at any time. So you might want to do that if you think that Bart's, you know, going a little too brazen on this. But Devontae Adams, I expect a nice day from him. The guy that we're worried about with the Niners is Deebo Samuel. He runs in the backfield. He's got that perfect body. He's like, hey, am I a Niner? Am I a running back? Am I a wide receiver? What am I? Does Devontae want to do that? Spoiler, no.
No, not for me. Not for me. I think it's cool for him. It's good for his body type. He's got amazing vision. He's built more like that, kind of like a hybrid in between back and wide out. So it works well for him. And not that I couldn't do it, but I'm a receiver. So we'll stick to that running the ball. I don't see that. I don't know if I have a rush in my career.
One thing that now watch him get one this weekend, even on a jet sweep or something. One thing the Packers, I think a lot of people want to see them do, is come out to a fast start. They got to come out to a fast start. They've been a slow starting team all season. They've been a slow starting team in the playoffs in the NFC Championship game when they've lost. So they have to get off to a fast start.
We just got to make each possession count and, you know, don't come out flat like what we have in, you know, some playoff games against them in the past. You got to come out firing. You got to kind of throw everything you got at them, not hold anything back. And, you know, we know what type of team they are, but, you know, we've won the last two and we kind of have a pretty good rhythm with that. So as long as we come, they ain't going to just lay down and let us win the third in a row. But we, to a certain extent, had a number right now. So it's just about being on top of everything.
Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Adam Roberts. It is the Bart Winkler Show here on 1250 AM. The Fan, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. So Devontae Adams could be an option to score a lot of points, get a few touchdowns. I think that Alan Lazard could be a guy, because we're wondering, you know, Devontae Adams is going to be the number one guy. So who's the number two guy? Who's going to be that guy when Devontae is covered and Rodgers can't go there? Who's going to be a guy that breaks open? I think that one guy that has broken open in the last month, and maybe it's because they've been without a tight end, and they're almost – Lazard's not a tight end, and he's not playing a tight end, but they might be using him in a tight end role in terms of the passing game. Like, he's a good blocker, but they might be using him. Like, these would be completions that would go to Robert Tonyan if he was available. But over the last month, Alan Lazard has kind of become – he's kind of become that secondary option.
I think the biggest thing is just opportunity. I feel like I've gotten a lot more opportunities in this back half of the season with everything. And then just seizing those moments. You know, I think after the Rams game, I was just very down on myself. Wasn't pleased with my performance. And, you know, just me being who I am and knowing the situations of my career, my future and all that, it's just having just focus in a little bit more. Eliminate things that could be distractions from my daily life and just kind of just really focus in. I feel like I've been playing really good football, but, you know, I think throughout my entire career, I've always played better as the season progresses. So just keeping that mindset, keep on growing, keep on adapting. The relationship that I've had with Aaron has kept growing on and off the field. So obviously it's a huge part of my success and will continue to be, but yeah, just staying focused, not getting too worried about things that I can't control. And, you know, just staying locked in. You know, we're here in Green Bay. I don't do much, but just I'm either here in the facility or I'm in my basement back at my house. So just utilizing the most of my free time.
So Alan Lazard has become a centerpiece on this team. Mercedes Lewis is somebody that they're trying to get him a touchdown so bad throughout the year. They're trying to get him a touchdown. Mercedes Lewis, so many years with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and now finishing his career with the Packers. You got to think that he would like to win the Super Bowl here at age 37 and then maybe go out on top. Obviously, guys like him and Rodgers and Cobb and Crosby, some of these older guys, they want a Super Bowl. They know that they might not get back this far again. Does he sense that with the younger guys, the big dog?
Just based on how... like my connection with everybody in the locker room is, I would say yes, but it hasn't necessarily been verbalized, but that's just, you know, I want to get there and win it for them just as much as they do for me. I don't do this thing by myself, and regardless of how long I played or not, you know, part of, you know, playing this game, I mean, it's the ultimate team sport. And so I want to do the best I can and always be at my best so that, you know, my peers and my coaches understand what I'm about. And that's going out there and giving everything I got on every play. So I want to win it for them just as bad. So it goes hand in hand.
We're talking Packers. We're talking Niners, of course. Pregame show coming up a Saturday at 6. I'll be in for that to get you ready all the way up until kickoff. And then the Green and Gold postgame show to follow. 414-799-1250. Dave is in Cudahy. Dave! What's up, Dave?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Oh my God. I just want it to be Saturday already.
I know. Thank God the game's on Saturday and not Sunday, for real.
It doesn't matter what day it is. I just want it to be the Packers playoff day. I need them to bury San Francisco so far into the ground that I'm just ready for it. I'm just ready for it, Bart. Make it happen. Make it so.
Whoa. Yeah, how about that? G-Force.
Drew the
Panger back? Drew the... No. Drew does not get to claim this song. I played it for him as a favor.
Common courtesy.
This is my theme song.
That was kind of a surreal moment, though, of having Drew the Panger over Tony from Texas, and I was wondering what the hell was going on.
You're not just you, me too. And then Drew was laughing at everything I said. I didn't get it.
But. Yeah, he was very buddy buddy. I'm ready. Keep calling in, Drew.
He said family emergencies happen, and I go, yeah, that'll happen. And then he laughed, and I thought, what is funny? I was confused.
Why are you making fun of his family emergency?
No, I'm not. He was laughing at me.
Are you sure? Because I mean, you got a chuckle out of him, so. Clearly, he thought you were funny.
I don't know what's going on. I want to crawl into a hole and die.
Right now, was it that long of a night for you? That Bucks win over Memphis just really put you in the mood for spirit?
Well, then I had to watch AEW.
Legendary.
And then I had to watch the Conners.
Is that the
Roseanne? Yeah. Okay. I had to watch the Conners.
I'm still like amazed that show is still on. I'm not gonna lie.
I love it. I don't know what to tell you. I love the Conners. I love Roseanne. I love the show. I love the history. I like it. Okay, sue me.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I have never watched it. I was just about to say like.
Walsh was on last night. He was a guest star. Joe Walsh, legendary rocker.
That must be TV.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has been on the Conners this year. He was the host of Jeopardy in an episode.
Yeah. Well,
Jackie went on Jeopardy. Nobody cares. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. That's not. You know my number one sitcom is and will forever be The Golden Girls. That's my true love.
Do you know that the age that the Golden Girls were in the show is the same age that the women are in the Sex and the City reboot?
Oh, I did not.
They're the
know
same
that.
Age.
I thought you were about to give me some Golden Girls factoid. Now it's about ready to be like, yes, I knew all of this, but Sex and the City is out of my wheelhouse. I did not know that. That's wild.
Did you ever watch the Golden Girls spinoff, The Golden Palace?
Oh, there's two spinoffs.
Oh, yeah? What's the other one?
Empty Nest.
Empty Nest. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I have all of them on DVD. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, Golden Palace was weird. Don Cheadle as, like, the bellhop and Cheech Marin as the, like, weird chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, very odd. Very odd show. But, yeah, regardless, let's go, Packers.
Come on, here's Packers.
Going. There we go. We're bringing it back.
Let's
no
go.
No one wants to listen to me talking about the Golden Girls and how much love I have for them. So let's go.
You'd be surprised what people like.
I wouldn't, but that's totally fair.
Okay.
All right, brothers. Have a good one.
See ya.
Adios.
Dave Cudahy. I don't know what we accomplished on that call. 414-799-1250. Patrick is in Muskego. Patrick, what's up?
Hey, what's cracking?
What's happening?
Hey, I called yesterday regarding that song that my friend recorded on YouTube, and I totally blanked out on it. I actually remembered it now, so wanted to just pass that along to you if that's possible.
Yeah, I think I found it. You tweeted me, right?
Oh, you did. I did not. I don't have a Twitter.
Well, then somebody tweeted me the song.
Oh, okay.
It says Ball So Hard by Big Verb.
Big Verb, yep, that's the one.
Featuring Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I guess. I think the one on YouTube is probably a limited version where you can't hear everything, so.
This is what I have.
That's it.
Yeah.
I like that song.
There's no, like, there was never any hook to this song, which I I know the real song exploded. Ball so hard, 49ers should sign them. Every week he reminds them. What's the cover two gonna do? Yeah. He's still gonna find them. Ball so hard, that it's crazy. Better than far, he just made. As they go to make a run for the bowl at home or on the road to make it look great. Ball so hard, that it's weird. Rodgers ain't supposed to be here. Ball so hard since he's there. Game so good that it ain't fair. Rifle, just like Joe, chill right so. Take your pick, but they didn't know. And he is a joke. He's a Green Bay Packer favorite. Yeah, I mean, I can get into it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I listen to that one every game day.
All right, it's called Ball So Hard, and it's on YouTube.
Yeah, Big Verb.
Big Verb. Verb. Verb with a B.
Yep, correct. So, I get nervous come playoff time. I know the Packers are good and everything, but do I set myself up for a heartbreak if they do lose? I don't think they will, but. You know, I'm so excited, and then if they play a crap, I'm like, oh, you know what I mean?
Well, this is what I'm trying to accomplish with people. Let's not do that, because if they lose, it's going to be a week, a month, an off season of misery and pain and worry. So if they lose, let's do it then. This week, let's not worry, because it's going to be a waste of time. And then if we worry and then they win, Well, then what the hell were we doing all week?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's in regular season, they get, you know, they get to play again, you know, the week after. So if they lose, it's not as hard.
Right. There's a finality to this, which makes the pressure, even if the players try to say it's not there or it's there a little bit, for the fans, it's absolutely there. And this season does seem to be heightened because we don't know what's going on with Rodgers or Devontae or any of these guys. So I think there's a nervousness over the entire organization and the fan base. So however you feel is fine to feel. I feel confident that they're going to get it done. So that's been my approach.
I mean, I don't think any team could beat them. I think they're the best team in the NFL right now. So
I think they are at the point where if they lose, they beat themselves, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I also think that I don't think there are any teams, and I could be wrong, that could afford both their salaries next year, except for the Packers because they're already there. So.
Right. Well, they have some work to do.
Yeah, they do. They got to keep them together for another couple of years anyways.
All right, Patrick. Hope so. Thanks for the song recommendation. It's called Ball So Hard, Big Verb.
Yes, sir.
All right. See you, buddy.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. See you. Big Verb.
I'm liking all the music on the show today.
Well, yesterday you should have been here because we blasted like 30 minutes of Eddie J. Lemberger. Although people are not into Eddie's new song, unfortunately. Eddie came out with Bucks Lust. Eddie had one for the Brewers run, We Rule This Diamond. And then Eddie had one with the Packers, which people, you know, Eddie's got one of the classics. Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers. And now he's got this World of Green and Gold, which people don't seem to like as much.
Five white Rodgers, super Packers stars. Our Green Bay cosmos has no limit. We're all just travelers in it.
I'll reiterate this about Eddie J songs. Every time I listen to an Eddie J Lemberger song, I like it more than I did the last time. So if you don't like it, just repeat that thing on YouTube, and 3 hours later, once you've scared all your family members away, you'll be digging it. Paul is in Green Bay. Paul, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
How are you, Paul?
I am fantastic. My optimism for this weekend must be sky high because for the first time ever, I'm digging the G-Force music. But I just had a little note for you. People forget, but my alma mater, Green Bay West High, home of also Jerry Tagge's alma mater, used to play their high school football games at Lambeau up until the late 70s when I graduated.
I saw a picture of Lambeau just even 10 years ago because Lambeau's gone through massive changes. Just 10 years ago, you know, the whole Titletown thing. And we forget when it was just that bowl where it said Green Bay Packers and like Lambeau looks so much different than it used to.
Back in the day, the stadium was open 24/7, 365. I mean, we would ride our bikes up there, run up and down the bleachers. And if the bleachers were ever wet, they'd make this really cool pew pew kind of sound as you ran up.
You could just go into the stadium. When was this?
Yeah. Oh. I was born in 61, graduated in 79. That whole time growing up, the stadium was open and free to go. I mean,
wow.
You just went up there. You could walk around. I mean, sure, they had people there. You couldn't go, like, you know, in certain places, but it was really no big deal. Then after they built the atrium, we had our class reunion in there the first year after. And so we're all sitting there, and some young guy, like, in his early 20s in a suit comes out, like, I'm going to give you a free tour of Lambeau. We're like, shouldn't we be giving you a tour of the stadium we practically grew up in?
Did you throw that line back to him?
No, I just got it.
Paul, hashtag people forget, I had my wedding reception at Lambeau.
Nice.
Well, the atrium, not the atrium, but upstairs there's like a room.
Well, now it's like a top secret place that, you know, you can't get into it under any circumstances. But
oh yeah, anyway, yeah, we had to blindfold people and stick them in the back of a van and transport them upstairs, and yeah, it was a whole thing.
Well, it's my first time calling. Great to talk to you, and I tweet at you every once. So,
well, yeah, it's good to hear from you. I like when people finally pick up the phone and chat with me.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we have a special honor for you as a first time caller. We do play this.
It feels like the first time.
Yeah. And then, as Chuck would say, don't be a foreigner to the show.
Right. I don't even like foreigner, but I'm so high on this Packer team and break it up. Give me some G-force on the way out the door.
You want a little G-force? Yeah, I can do that. I decided yesterday, mid-show yesterday, I just decided, well, why the hell are we trying to break down this game? They're going to win. Let's just play Packer songs all week.
There you go.
I mean, that's what the people want. That's what I want.
We need more people on board with that attitude.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want? Do you want me to tell you how Fred Warner is going to neutralize the Packers' running attack? Or do you want G-Force?
I want G-Force.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do the people want, really? All right, Paul, don't be a foreigner.
I will not.
I like your stories.
Thank you. I got a couple more.
Do you want to save them for tomorrow, or... do you want to give them to me now?
I'll save them.
Yeah, save them. Give me like a story time with Paul each and every day.
That sounds good.
All right. All right, Paul.
I'll try and make a go of it. Have a good one.
See you, Paul.
Let them feel the G-force. Welcome to the big show. Come on and let them know. 7-2-9-2-8.
414-799-1250. It's just the Giant Packer pregame party. That's all we're doing all week. Little pep rally continues on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not a joke. But I don't know if I should say it or not. Should I? When the cows go out, where do they go? Anybody know? To the movies. It was bad. It was bad. My bad. Go ahead.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. Giannis normally saving his jokes for Bucks Media Day. He had one last night as a father to two. He embraces the dad jokes. I'm not going to criticize or judge his comedy. You've heard some of the jokes that I've pushed onto you over the years. No joke. Hey, it's no laughing matter how well the Bucks played last night. 126-114 over the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm Bart Winkler. Adam Roberts here. Toby hosting the big show later today, live inside the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. So the Bucks take on the Memphis Grizzlies, and we'll talk more Packers throughout the show, and you guys can chime in. 414-799-1250. But I think it's fair from time to time to just talk about the greatest player in the NBA today and the 24th best player of all time, according to The Athletic, a number that will only rise for him. I mean, if he plays another 5 years, Giannis does, where does he rank all time? We're going to be talking single digits at some point. We could even be talking, top five. the way that he dominates, the way that he plays. 33 points last night in 31 minutes, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. Now, the Grizzlies' big star is Ja Morant. Ja Morant is an incredible player. 33 points, 14 assists, 8 boards last night. And Ja Morant's very, very good. And the Memphis Grizzlies are lucky to build a team around this guy. But I think if you'd rather pick one right now, I mean, you're going to have Giannis over Ja Morant. That's what most people would say. I'm only going to play this because I do think that maybe it got in Giannis's ear and led to some motivation. I'm going to play a tidbit from Stephen A. Smith. Keep in mind that what Giannis has done is incredible, especially in the postseason. What Giannis has done, he had in the third quarter of a finals game last year, 20 points. That's the most points in a finals quarter in the last 25 years. In the last 25 NBA finals, there's been a few guys that have had a 30, 10, and 5 stat line through three quarters. That puts him in the company of Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan. Giannis in this season, he's got 47% of his team's points, rather. That's fourth highest ever, behind Jordan twice and Elgin Baylor. And Giannis is only the second player besides Shaq with 3 games of 40-plus points and 10-plus rebounds in a single NBA Finals series. When we talk about Giannis, the contemporaries that he has in the league are minimal. Kevin Durant is probably going to be a little higher than him on this list with longevity, and Kevin Durant's an incredible player. But we should be mentioning, when we talk about Giannis and we start to compare him to guys, we should start comparing upwards. Shaq, Jordan, LeBron, I would say Durant, Kobe. Ja Morant is an incredible player himself, but he's not on Giannis's level. Try to tell the guys on ESPN that. This is from yesterday.
Let Ja Morant keep ascending. Mm-hmm. And I might go with Ja. I think it's a discussion. Giannis is Giannis. And I get that. And he's the reigning finals MVP, reigning champion. He's a former league MVP, defensive player of the year. I mean, the guy's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I get all of that. Giannis is Giannis. But we don't know what the hell Ja gonna be. I look at Ja Morant. Could you imagine if he was at the Garden? Could you imagine if Ja Morant was at Madison Square Garden every night? Yeah. Do you understand how special that would be? And I'm telling y'all right now, I got Ja Morant as a top 2, top 3 MVP candidate right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Right in that conversation with Giannis. I'm going to throw Joel Embiid in there. Kevin Durant, obviously, and Steph Curry. Kevin Durant is ongoing because of the injury. I had him at number 1. You were right. Steph Curry, you know, fell off a little bit, but he could come back. But Ja Morant right now? Look, I know Giannis is going to dominate everybody that's smaller and weaker. I get that. But what Ja Morant can do, Lord have mercy. I got to tell you, I can't sit up there and definitively say I'd rather have Giannis come playoff time at this moment.
Wow, what?
You know, the weird thing is, and I've been listening to Stephen A. for a long time, Bart, and he was kind of, I'm not going to ever say that he was like going to make me think Giannis is not the guy I would pick in a situation.
Right.
But he was making some devil's advocate kind of valid points about Ja. And to be fair, last night he had a great game. 33 points, 14 assists, perfect at the free throw line. He was great. And then what he always does is he just throws that last little bit at the very end of his take, and you just go, well, thanks for wasting 90 seconds of my life. This take is now invalid.
So the reason that I did want to play this isn't just because, hey, look what TV guy said. Let's do 30 minutes on it. You know, we call that the Colin Cowherd, right?
Ah.
Hey, look what TV guy said. Let's do 30 minutes on it. I want to go back to the very beginning of this clip, the first 20 seconds, because I think it's important. I think it's kind of it's the centerpiece of the discussion around Giannis. The dismissal of Giannis. Here's Stephen A. again, 20 seconds.
Let Ja Morant keep ascending.
Mm-hmm.
And I might go with Ja. I think it's a discussion. Giannis is Giannis. And I get that. And he's the reigning finals MVP, reigning champion. He's a former league MVP, defensive player of the year. I mean, the guy's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I get all of that.
He says all that like it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, he's the finals MVP. He's the two-time MVP. He put up 50 points in a game, finals clinching game on a bum leg. That being said, let's look at Ja Morant. And let's envision him in New York for some reason.
But to be fair, he does that with every superstar.
What? Yeah, that part's true. I think what this comes back to is Giannis, and this is where we appreciate him. We love this guy, okay? Giannis is the greatest thing that's ever happened to this town. Second to, no joke there is going to be funny. Giannis is the greatest thing that ever happened to this town. But outside the NBA, they still dismiss it. And I don't know if it's a Milwaukee thing. I don't know if it's a Giannis is not an American thing. I see a lot of speculation on that, you know, people are always talking about other guys. We didn't know Giannis from college here. Even if he's from overseas and plays a year at college, maybe he gets treated in a different, higher regard. Like if he plays a year at Duke. And then goes into the NBA. Well, suddenly it's completely different. But that's not the story of Giannis. The story of Giannis is this was a kid that was selling watches when he's 12 years old that shared one pair of shoes with all of his brothers to try to play basketball that got discovered, that came over here, that had to realize quickly this is a different kind of environment than I'm used to and adapted to it and succeeded unlike anybody has ever done before who will go down to be a top five player in the NBA. But yet when there's ever another shiny object, I mean, there's that great clip. When Giannis signed to Supermax, the other guy in that clip is Jay Williams. When Giannis signed to Supermax, they were on ESPN asking if Giannis was ever going to win a title in Milwaukee. And Jay Williams said, oh, I don't know. Talen Horton Tucker's been pretty good. Talen Horton Tucker for the Lakers, and he was referencing preseason games. So I don't know that Giannis ever gets the amount of credibility that he deserves. And this is saying something. This is somebody who's like a two-time MVP. You know, he's got all these accolades, but you heard it just dismissed there. They always want something else. They always want someone else. And it's just fascinating to watch this constantly develop. The one guy that I think has always had the Bucks and Giannis's back is Charles Barkley. But, you know, all these other guys, they just seem to dismiss the fact, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the Milwaukee thing, that he didn't go to a big market because they've been trying to get him out of Milwaukee for years and he decided to stay and then he won. I don't know what it is, but there's something that is not normal with the way that Giannis gets, I think, treated by some of these talking heads. And if you say just ignore him, that's fine. But what it does is Stephen A. Smith, whether we try to ignore him or not, Colin Cowherd, we try to ignore these guys or not, they do shape the discourse of the NBA and ultimately how these guys are remembered. They do shape that. And I think it's just, I don't know if it's a problem. I think it's stupid. And I think it's irresponsible. And I just to dismiss the achievements like that. It's just wild. Steve's in Germantown, 414-799-1250. What's up, Steve?
Hey, morning, Bart. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I like the topic you got going on here. It's interesting that someone like Stephen A. Smith, I know he's a national pundit. He's got to put his hot takes, quote unquote, out there, whatever you want to call it. But for him to say he's not sure if he would rather take Giannis to the playoffs versus Ja Morant, can someone highlight for me Ja Morant's playoff success at this point in his career?
No, and I get what the point of what Stephen A. is trying to do is to get idiots like me to talk about Stephen A. I get it. I get it. I get that. But I'm not saying this. I'm not trying to look at this as a one case situation. I'm trying to look at this is always the way Giannis is treating. This is the big picture. Is they always do this with Giannis, and they're always going to do it with Giannis. So we can debate right now Giannis versus Ja Morant, and Giannis is going to win. But then there'll be another guy that comes that everybody loves. And then they'll do that again with Giannis. And it's always going to be Like, I wish they could appreciate Giannis as we appreciate Giannis, but it doesn't seem like they want to.
No, I agree. And it's a situation that I look at. It's okay. We're talking, okay, for John Morant's perspective. Yeah, he's a great player. But what player has just gone from not making the playoffs, the bad team, to all of a sudden getting to a conference final? I mean, I think every team, look at the Raptors a couple years ago. They had to put in work before they got their ring back in 2019, 2020. They had to go through a lot of ups and downs of the playoffs. The Bucks did the same thing. Why? I don't understand why John Morant is getting this. I guess not really a pass, but it seems like they're just elevating him to, oh, they're going to be right in the, you know, the thick of things in the West. Let's take a step back and let's just calm down. Because we all see what happened to Utah the last couple of years, too. They've always been the darlings of the West, too. Best records out there, best records in the league, for crying out loud. What happened in the second round of the playoffs? They got crap stomped by a team like the Clippers last year. It's like, I'm not concerned. It's clear. John Morant is a fantastic player. He's a nice point guard. I think he's top five, top three point guard in the NBA right now, at least. I would say top three. But for him to, for anyone to say that he's playoff ready or he's going to take this team to a second round or a conference final, let's pump the brakes. You need to put in your time. You need to get, probably get beat a couple times in the playoffs. Happened to Jordan. He had to get over the Pistons there for, you know, 5-6 years. He had to beat Bird, right? It doesn't just happen. You have to put in your time. You have to put in that strenuous work. It's just hard. It's very difficult.
Yeah, Steve, that's a good call. 414-799-1250. I think, again, I think that when you're looking at Giannis, you need to compare him. If there's ever discussions about Giannis, it needs to be with his contemporaries or with guys that are historically like legends. You know, I don't want you comparing Ja to Giannis. I want you to compare Giannis to, I mean, contemporaries, Jokic, and the way that he impacts his team. I would say you could put him as a contemporary right now, like Durant and Embiid, these guys, the impact that they can have in a particular game. But even Giannis, he should be compared to Shaq, LeBron. I mean, compare him to those guys. Don't use him and throw him down in these, like even like the All-Star team this year, whatever the All-Star team is, there's going to be a lot of good players, but how many of those guys are really in the class of Giannis? Like Steph Curry and KD and a couple of other guys I just mentioned are close. But to just bring him down and say, oh, well, who would you rather have? Giannis or DeMar DeRozan, who's having a nice year? Giannis or, would you rather have Giannis or Rudy Gobert? No. Would you rather have Giannis or Fred VanVleet? I mean, that's basically what we're doing here. Justin's in Germantown. What's up, Justin?
I love this topic. Thank you for bringing it up. And I love the clip that you played the last, I mean, because I didn't catch that at first, but thank you for bringing that up, because when you're mentioning finals MVP, two-time MVP, and then not only that, but a defensive player of the year, like it's nothing, that is just crazy to me. Name one other, you know, do you think that a James Harden or a Kevin Durant or some of these other, you know, so-called stars are going to add a defensive player of the year to their resume? It's just not going to happen. And okay, everybody said it. Steve, Germantown, everybody, you know, Ja is a great player. He's a great player, but who are you going to roll with? And do you think Giannis gives a rat's you-know-what about what Stephen A. says or what he's going to credit him with or not credit him with? Giannis knows what it's like to – Giannis wants to win, period. And that's what the guy wants to do. You know, a Kevin Hart or a James Harden, Kevin Durant, they could never do it on their own. So they, you know, they form a team to try and get some championships once they know that they're, you know, that their single accolades can't ride together, you know, with Giannis. I just, who would you rather roll with in the playoffs, Giannis or Ja? I mean, that should be the real question here. I mean, I just.
But that's not even there's that. Who takes Ja in that scenario? Maybe the craziest Memphis Grizzlies fans and Stephen A. Smith, but you would take Giannis. Ja's great, but you're taking Giannis.
Exactly. I don't even know. Like, and I, everyone knows what they're trying to do, and you even mentioned it. You know that. You know, it's to get. To talk about, you know, Stephen A. And you get it. I mean, you get it why they bring these things up. But I mean, it's just Giannis is he's great. He's great, and he's proven it time and time again. He finally brought a championship, you know, to Milwaukee. The guy knows what it's like to be a part of a team, play as a team, and win as a team. These other guys, they're going to be either one and done in the playoffs, or maybe make it to the second round, and then they're going to be done. Oh, but they're still going to be talking about what a great player they are, because maybe they had some, you know, good games throughout the playoffs and everything. It doesn't matter, though. What matters is a championship, period. That's it.
Justin, appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I love John Morant. I mean, I love him as a player. I love what he's doing with the fans down there. I love that he got in some kid's face and said, "You can't cheer for me. You have a Steph Curry jersey on." And then the Grizzlies are like, "Hey, we're with them. Come on to our game, and we'll give you a John Morant jersey if you give us, you know, some other team's jersey that you're wearing." I love that he's revitalizing basketball again in Memphis. I should love him is Wojo, Marquette's old coach, because he could never win a tournament game. But now he's like, "Well, look, I had to go against John Morant. I mean, you guys are like, oh, I went against Murray State. No, I went against John Morant. Look how good this dude is." So Steve Wojciechowski should be John Morant's biggest fan at this point. Barbecue J, Heaven's Table. Hey, were you at the game was that last night you were at the game?
I was.
Yeah. You got to see it up close.
I did. And Ja's not a very big guy, man. If Ja decides to put on some muscle, he'll last pretty long in the league. But those guys that typically throw their bodies around like that and you know, trying to dunk on everybody, their bodies break down after a while. So his success is going to determine on how much, you know, he's willing to, you know, put it on weight-wise. You see, like, Kevin Durant decided not to ever touch weights in his life, you know, but he's a jump shooter. So, I mean, I just don't think the way he's playing right now, if he keeps playing like that, man, his body won't be able to take it as long as if he was, you know, an in and out scorer.
So he's got to put on the weight, you think?
Yeah, I think he needs to put on some weight. Dude is really little, man. Like, and up close, like, without the TV weight, and he's not a big guy at all. He can jump. He plays with a big heart. He's a very good player, but he needs to – I mean, did you see the one play where he went down for a couple seconds? I guess he hit his neck or something. Like,
yeah.
He barely hit the guy. Like, it probably looked a little rougher on TV, but he barely hit the guy, man.
Like, I like the play when Middleton got him to jump on him. And then Middleton was just laughing.
Right. Yeah,
Middleton,
man,
Middleton, they keep putting out these videos on Middleton. I've never seen this guy smile so much.
Yeah, no.
He's in, like, the best mood of his life.
He is. He is, man. I don't think all the pressure's on him anymore.
Yeah. Jay, are you on TV today? Every time I turn on TV, you're on there.
No, I think we get a break for a little bit.
Okay.
How are you? How's the family?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Yeah,
I gotta stop by the new place yet at some point.
I think this week is better than last week. Last week was really, really busy.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not complaining at all.
All right, Jay. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, man. See you guys.
That's Jay's with Heaven's Table. They just moved over to North Avenue, 5507 North Avenue, and they have been welcomed with open arms in the neighborhood there.
I just looked up the numbers on Ja. I didn't realize he's 6'3", so, I mean, you know, taller than us, but not super tall by any stretch. 174 pounds, though. That is not a big guy.
Oof. 174 at 6'3". I wish there could be, like, a weight transfer between me and Ja.
Yeah, for context, I'm 6 on the nose, just stepped on a scale for the first time in ages when I was working out at Gold's downtown last week. I was shocked. 204.
Oh, you broke 2, huh?
First time in my life.
Yeah.
And it's not in a good way, I don't think.
God, if I got back down to 204, my God, I would celebrate by going to the biggest buffet of all time and putting it back on.
Yeah,
if I got back down to 204.
Like, if people meet me in person, it's not like a fat 204, because again, I'm 6 foot tall, but it's not broad shoulders and giant chest 204.
You know what my scale's doing with me? My scale's messing with me. It's not like I just changed the batteries, but my scale, I'll step on it So I'm like in the 220s, okay? I got it right around pandemic time. I was about 204, and I gained about 10 pounds each year. But come on, we're in a pandemic. All right, so then I'll step back on my scale, and it'll say 206. And then I swear it, like, winks at me. And then I'm like, I know I'm not. I step back on, and then I'm what I am. And then, I hear it laugh. Oh, God. I hate that son of a bee. 414-799-1250. Bucks get the win last night. Drew was back. That was a welcome sign. He came off the bench. 22 minutes, 9 points. Was in there at the end. Middleton, 27 points. Portis continues to have a very nice season. 14-9 for him. And then Dante. I saw somebody tweet this. Dante, outscore your jersey number challenge. And he did not. He had 0 points. Which Dante's been struggling. Maybe that's not so funny. I'm Bart Winkler. Adam Roberts here. Toby's going to be hosting the big show today. We got Ryan Wood coming up in about 20 minutes. Rami in the 9 o'clock hour. Much more from you here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.